Okay, this is the final segment, segment 5 of program 7. I was tracing the evolution from the land of Canaan through Phoenicia, Carthage, Rome, with the influence of Greece, to what became the great Western civilization, the pinnacle of which is America, where everybody wants to come, even though it's supposedly dominated by racists that are white like me. No, God is good. God has his purposes. They are unfolding. And God used the Greek culture and Western civilization, overpowered finally the goddess worship of Canaan and that civil worship that infected Rome for so long. It led to what we have today. Now let's trace the other line. I've just established we have a productive line, a line that has blessed every human being on the face of the earth with medicine, with quality of life, with implements that helped us grow food in great abundance. There's nothing that we can't really be praising God and thankful for that grew out of that Greek culture. But there's another line. It was called, it's the Hittite line. One of those seven kingdoms. And for the longest time, nobody knew who the Hittites were until 1910, 1920, when a German archaeologist and anthropologist discovered the reality of the Hittite kingdom. They were great enemies of Egypt. And anyway, it suddenly appeared. They found it. And the Hittites were known to be who they were. Well, who were the Hittites? The Hittites went on to be, the Ottoman Turks. They were the ancestors of the Ottoman Turks. And since they were not destroyed by Joshua and his people, they persevered. Well, what did the Ottoman Turks become? The Ottoman Turks became the longest surviving culture or empire in human history. And they were a people, they had some accomplishments in mathematics and swords and horsemanship, but they were theologically motivated after the 7th century with, what's his name? Muhammad, who introduced Islam to the world, which captured the psyches of the Ottoman Empire and began to do what? Enslave the world. What is Islam? The way of submission. And folks, if you read those books I told you about, the White Nile, the Blue Nile, and other histories, you'll discover that the Ottoman Empire was the way of slavery. And they weren't white. They weren't white Europeans. So we have the productive element that came out of Canaan through Greece eventually. And we have the slave owners, the enslavers of humanity, what came out of the Ottoman Empire. And they were so powerful that in the 16th century, our theologians, in reading the book of Revelation and prophetic texts, said, wait a minute, this can't possibly be correct. The Jews can't return to the homeland. Well, they've been dispersed all over the face of the earth since 70 AD when Titus sent them out and their temple was, they can't. Listen, no, the Ottomans, and particularly the Mamluks, are going to be ruling that area forever. We tried the Crusades and that didn't work. And so a new theology sort of came out, and the continuation of part of the theology of the Catholic Church anyway that existed at the time, that the Jews had been cast aside by God. What say ye about the Jews, and what's too high a price to pay for the riches of Christ? Remember those two questions. The Reformation produced, the evangelical Christianity eventually that came out of America in the 19th century. Charles Stanley preached, and my pastors have preached, and that have changed the destiny of the world. But in that 16th century, they said Christianity has replaced the Jews. The Jews are no longer God's people. obviating then the teaching of the New Testament, the New Testament, but particularly of Revelation, and requiring a rewriting of Scripture. But you know what? Book of Revelation chapter 22, 17 through 19 says, anybody adds to or takes away from the words of this book, they're going to have the curses of this book. And guess what? The history of Europe from the 16th century on was bloody and terrible. What's the point, Woody? Two lines of people, two lines of development came out of the disobedience of the Jews in Canaan. One was a productive group of people, largely Caucasian, Europeans. And that can't be denied. The other was the line of slavers from the Ottoman Empire, the greatest empire existing in human history, who were the ones that enslaved blacks and then sold them to everybody else in the world. So I say to black America, particularly those that are caught in the Black Panther movement, and those in Detroit and Oakland who are embracing a part of a theology of James H. Cone that came out of Union Theological Seminary, where Dr. Raphael Warlock got his degree. Well, you see what I'm saying, folks? Black folks are angry at white folks, and we've locked us into the 19th century and said we're permanently racist. That ain't the case. We need to understand we live in the culture of Christ together. If we profess faith in Jesus Christ, if we understand that all divine, good, benevolent authority comes from Father God, that has a plan and we're part of it. Can we not understand that? I hope you'll join me next week for Program 8, and we'll wrap this up and start something else. This is Woody, Marshall Wood. Thank you for being with me. God bless you.